It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday, everybody. Good to have you listening in on this Sunday morning. This is the Lord's Day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in this day. And I know that many of you are on your way to church, getting ready to go to church, on your way from church. Depends on where you're listening across America or different places of the world. And today is a healing broadcast. We're going to be praying for the sick, and we have a man on today that I'm going to be playing an interview I had with him several weeks ago, but it's worth replaying today. I know your faith is going to rise, and so you need to stay tuned here on BPN Radio on this Sunday. Good to have you listening here, everybody. On this 13th day of September 2015. Just want to remind you that I'm ministering this morning, 10:30, Rocky Mountain time. And I'm also ministering tonight at 6 o'clock at Gateway Church in Roswell, New Mexico. Gateway Church International, a church that Gene and I led for 5 years, 2001. Until 2006. And so if you are in the Roswell, New Mexico area, come out and be with us today or tonight. Thanks for being a part of BPN Radio here on this Sunday. And we want to welcome churches all across America that are praying with us. We have some new churches, by the way, that are praying with us. Trinity Church, Lantana, Florida, Bethesda Assembly of God, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Believers Chapel, Monday, Texas, Victory Christian Center, St. George, Utah, Trinity Church, Cuero, Texas, Believers Church, Yoakum, Texas, and the Church of God at Wimama, Florida. Hope I pronounced that one correctly. And we now have 1,091 churches that are praying with us here on BPN. And we're going to recognize some of those churches in just a moment. But let's pray. Father, we are so very thankful and grateful for the privilege and opportunity that we have to pray together here on this Sunday, September 13th, 2015, here on BPN Radio. We just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would anoint this broadcast, this healing service today, as we set ourselves in agreement for people to be healed all across America and around the world. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would open our spiritual ears to hear, open our spiritual eyes to see, open our hearts to receive. And we just know that you are a God that answers prayer. And we know that in the name of Jesus, incredible things happen. And so we come in that name, which is above every name. We know that your word declares, for God hath highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, the name of Jesus. Every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. There is power and authority in the name of Jesus. And so I declare in the name of Jesus, we declare that miracles will be performed today here on BPN Radio on this Lord's Day. The will of God be done. We pray for pastors that are ministering all across America, different nations of the world. We pray, Holy Ghost, that you would anoint them and that you would minister to them. And may they speak the word of the Lord. May they declare the truth, because we know the truth has come to make us free. And so we just declare freedom in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe you for revival in America. We believe you for another spiritual awakening. We set ourselves in agreement for revival in 1,000 churches, in 1,000 churches, in 1,000 cities, in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord we pray, amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Amen, which means so be it. And we just want to welcome churches across America before we have a song and before we get into our interview with a man that I know is going to build your faith. He has a great gift of healing. And we'll be back in just a moment. But first of all, I want to welcome Foothills Church in Rancho Santa Margarita, California today. I want to welcome a Bridgeway Christian Church in Roseville, California, as well as Spread God's Word, Foursquare Church, San Francisco, California. I want to welcome the Community Presbyterian Church in Celebration, Florida. Also, Church in the Palms, Green Acres, Florida. I want to welcome Ignited Church in Lakeland, Florida. Got a lot of participating churches in Florida. We're very grateful. And we want to welcome the Trinity Church International West in Wellington, Florida. 12 Stone Church in Lawrenceville, Georgia. The North Point Community Church, Marietta, Georgia, as well as Heartland Church, Rockford, Illinois. I want to welcome Quest Church in Lexington, Kentucky. They're the home of Kentucky University, University of Kentucky. And I want to welcome the House of Prayer International, Monroe, Louisiana. Other churches across America, including Mechanic Falls Vineyard Church in Brighton, Maine. All across America, almost 1,100 churches are praying with us today. And we are so very, very thankful. If your church is not a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, and you can find out by going to letsprayamerica.com. Then if you'll click on the map, M-A-P, you'll find out the cities, churches that are represented across America. And if your church is not represented, or if you are not represented, or your city is not represented, you go to letsprayamerica.com. On the very front page, there is the sign-up sheet. So you can sign up become a part of what God is doing at Breakout Prayer Network, and you can receive a daily prayer that I send out every day and have for over 3 years now. So we just pray right now in Jesus' name that if you need healing, the healing waters are flowing. And here's Brian and Kristen Ming. I want you to get ready now to receive your healing. And we're going to be back with our special guest right after this song. And we are believing God for your miracle today here on BPN. Okay, it's good to have on the BPN radio today a revivalist that I have known for a long time, since about 1990. That's about 25 years. And so I want to welcome on the broadcast today revivalist Roy Ivins. I know he calls himself an evangelist, and I believe that he is. But I've been prophesying now for several years that God is raising up out of obscurity, revivalists, people that know how to work with the Holy Ghost. And so it's good to have Roy Ivins on today from Lubbock, Texas. And Roy is a revivalist who has an incredible gift of healing and working of miracles. And so we're going to be praying for the sick today. Roy, it's good to have you on the broadcast today on BPN Radio.
Pastor Dale, it's a great honor to be with you today. I'm looking forward to what God's going to do.
Absolutely. And you have a different type of ministry. Most of your ministry is not going into churches and leading revival services or preaching, but most of your ministry has been in the streets of cities and towns and communities, putting up your tent and preaching the gospel under tents, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct. In 2002, I was dying with what they call hepatitis C. And with no money and no insurance, the Lord gave me a Bible teaching on Jesus the healer and Jesus the miracle worker. And he taught me how to get myself well. And then he said, I want to heal people in your meetings, so get with it.
And you've been experiencing some incredible healings. And I know that so many people are sick today. I know that the ministry and the gift of healing has not passed. I know it's still in operation, and we don't have to pray, if it be your will for me to be healed. We know that it's God's will for everybody sick to be healed. Is that correct?
That's correct, according to the Word of God, John 3:2. It is God's will. But I found out a little secret over the years, nothing new to healing evangelists or even believers. I found out that unforgiveness and rebellion is a big key. You know, Satan is a legalist. And rebellion and unforgiveness opens us up to get hit by the devil to put sickness and disease upon us.
Well, we know that God does not put sickness and disease, but we know that there are so many scriptures in the Word that that declares that we are healed. I know that my wife, Jean Gentry, was healed of cancer in 2004, and I know that you were healed with hepatitis. And share a little bit about your healing and how you got your healing, and then we're gonna pray for the sick here in a moment. I want everybody to stand by, particularly today, people that need a miracle. You know, I just know that I've known Roy Ivins for a long, long time. He's not a traditional ministry. He's actually what I would call a street minister or a tent minister. And I believe that God is raising up no names. And I'm not saying that Roy doesn't have a name, but his name is not in light somewhere. And but I believe that God is raising up people like Roy Ivins to start revival in the streets of our nation, which will eventually spill over into the churches of our nation. So, Roy, tell us about your healing in 2001 and how you got your healing. Or 2001 or 2002, whichever one it is.
Yes, sir. I've always known for many years about Jesus Christ, the Savior. And I really believe in winning souls, but I had read about Jesus the Healer. We've seen people healed at our church and Benny Hinn meetings and all kinds of stuff. But I didn't have Jesus Christ, the healer, in my heart. I knew about him in my head and through the scriptures and by watching the movies, but I really didn't have a hold of Jesus Christ, the healer, in my heart. And so he took me on a journey. I can't say that I was thrilled about the hepatitis adventure, but God used that to wake me up and to be able to learn about Jesus, the healer, Jesus, the miracle worker. And one of the first things he revealed to me was Hebrews 13:8. And, you know, most all the people listening today know all these scriptures. But it's another thing by knowing them in your head and being able to quote them than it is like having these scriptures like a part of your body, like your arm. And so he taught me about Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I used to read that scripture and just run right through it. But then when I was searching for to live, you know, I hate to say it, but sometimes we have to get desperate. Desperate people do desperate things to want to live.
Yeah.
And so he started teaching me about search the scripture about Jesus, the healer. And so he taught me Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit, and he went about doing good, healing all. Well, if he's the same yesterday and today, and he heals them all, I could put my name in that scripture.
Yeah.
That Jesus went about doing good, healing, hey, Roy Ivins. Right? And so, we know in Romans where faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, you know, I just started feeding my faith and starving my doubts to death about Jesus the healer, because that's all I had. I didn't have no insurance, no money, so I knew that if I didn't somehow get God to heal me, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And so I really went to digging in the word about how to get God to heal me. I knew God could heal people. I'd seen the Lord heal people. But how do I get God to heal Roy? That's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. And so that's a little bit what I'm going to talk about, is that one of the first things he taught me about was over in 2 Corinthians, where he said, no trial, no temptation will he allow to come into our life. I'm not saying God put that on me, but because of my rebellion, God was asking me to preach the gospel, dealt with me for years, Pastor Dale, and I refused to do that. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Failure, whatever, and I would not do that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think after a period of years, God gets tired of me making these little deals with him. And so he allowed that hepatitis to attack my life, and it almost killed me. But Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So I went to repenting of my sin and getting myself back in line with God again. And so I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm so sorry for making a mess of my life and being rebellious. And if you would see fit to heal me, if you think there's something I can do for you, I'll do it. And I had said it before, but not on that level.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the most beautiful voice I'd ever heard in my life went all through my body, say, you're healed. And, you know, I didn't feel healed. I didn't look healed. And it took a year for me to get my strength back. But during that time, he gave me a Bible teaching. Jesus gave me a Bible teaching about Jesus, the healer, and he's the same. And so, I took those scriptures and I started writing them on legal pads. Every healing, every miracle that I could find in the Bible, I would write those down on a legal pad and speak them every day. And then I found out there's more to it than just speaking those scriptures. He taught me to speak to that hepatitis.
Yeah.
Curse that hepatitis like Jesus cursed that fig tree in Mark 11:12.
Uh-huh.
And then Mark 11:22, he said, if you believe in your heart and you don't doubt it, you can have whatsoever you say.
Uh-huh.
And so I started saying, I've got a brand new liver. I put my hand on my liver, according to Mark 16 chapter, and call my liver healed. I say, I've got a brand new liver, and it's my liver. Hepatitis, you can't kill me. I curse you in Jesus' name. Die, I said.
Yeah.
And I'd speak my blood, and I'd call my blood pure and clean. Well, that took about a year process, but I could feel myself getting stronger monthly. And so I knew that God had me on a journey of coming out of that deep pit. Whew, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
He brought me out. brought me out of that pit of despair and destruction. And Jesus, he is a healer, and he's alive. The same word of God that says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, is the same word of God that says that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed, and that believers shall, Mark 16 chapter, Jesus said, believers shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. You know, God backs up that word. The Holy Ghost performs God's spoken word. He performs that. And he works with us. He said, I'll work with you. Go out and preach the gospel, lay hands upon the sick, and I will work with you and confirm that word with signs and wonders and miracles. And so these scriptures went to feed my faith, Pastor Dale, and I'm beginning to be highly encouraged. I started seeing that dark cloud begin to leave from my life as I started declaring, you know, I believe in laying hands upon the sick, but I've discovered speaking to your disease and speaking to that pain is the fastest way to recovery. Speak to it. And that's what I've been doing, is taking what he's taught me. Like in Philippians chapter 2, he taught me that the name, because of Jesus, was obedience to the death upon the cross. God also did something. Jesus did his part, and God did his part, and he gave Jesus the name which is above every name.
Yeah.
Boy, that was enlightening to me, that the name of Jesus is above the name of hepatitis. The name of Jesus is above cancer. I feel the Holy Ghost coming on somebody here today. The power of God, the name of Jesus is above blood disease, arthritis. I've seen the Lord heal all kinds of people. They brought a racehorse out to the tent one night, Pastor Dale. That racehorse did not have no faith. He didn't have no faith. Uh-huh. He was walking on three legs.
Uh-huh.
And brought him out there and laid hands on him in the name of Jesus and commanded healing right now in that horse's leg and put that leg down. And just a couple of weeks later, they ran him at a racetrack down there in South Texas somewhere. But the scripture is really true where Jesus said, the Word of God says, all things are possible with God.
That's right.
And nothing is impossible for God. Nothing's impossible. And, you know, it's good to go to church. I love to go to church, but I found out we need to get in that word and dig in that word. You get a hold of it. Don't be so lazy. Get in there and read that word, and the Lord are teaching us. He will show us. I said, Lord, what's my, in 2 Corinthians, he said, I will give you a way of escape. I said, Lord, what's my way of escape? And he just started teaching me the word. That's your way of escape. Declare the word, speak the word. Psalms 103, there's many promises in God's word of God promises to heal us. Psalms 103 said, I'm the Lord your God, Roy, who heals you of all of your disease. I'd read that scripture before, but it didn't mean much to me until I was dying. And when you're dying and you're hurting and you're in pain, it's amazing how the Lord will start talking to you.
Yeah.
Redeems your life from destruction.
Yeah.
Who renews your youth like an eagle. And, you know, I found out the other day, he's been reading Ephesians 3:20, that God will do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could think or hope or even ask for. And so God was calling me to preach under tents. I couldn't believe that. I could not believe that God was calling me to preach. I just couldn't get a hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was calling me to go get a tent and showed me the first place to put it, way out there in the country, about 25 miles from a drink of water or a cup of coffee or a hamburger, right? Copperheads and wild turkey and deer. That's about it. And about 60-something years ago, there used to be a little country church sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody had burned it down. He said, I want you to start right here. I said, you got to be kidding. There's nobody out here. There was one little family, a man and wife, and had two kids. That was all that lived out there. And a little mail carrier would come around one time a day on that dirt road. And me and my nephew's out there putting up that tent. And they drove by and looked at us like, what in the world? Is he putting this tent up out here in the country? And the cows standing there at the fence watching us put it up. Now, all the time, I mean, the Lord healed me. Pastor Dale, I just couldn't believe that God would actually heal people when I would pray. I just couldn't get it. And so I was telling the Lord, all this time, now sometimes we want to tell the Lord, or I wanted to tell the Lord, thank you for healing me, but I'm telling you, there ain't nothing going to happen out there. There's nobody lives out there, and But I'm going to go ahead and do it just because I believe you're talking to me, and I'm going to find out either you're calling me or I'm totally going crazy. And first night, about 35 country people showed up, and Pastor Dale, this man came. I was just up there sharing, kind of like I'm doing right now, about Jesus the healer and how he healed me of hepatitis C. And this guy come running under the tent, and he just comes right up front and kind of interrupts my talking, and he says, "I want to be healed." And he had a crooked back, is leaning over way to the right, and he had this oxygen mask on, and he said, "Well, I want to be healed." And I thought, okay. But I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't really have this was my first little experience with this,
yeah,
in public, uh-huh, praying. I knew what Mark 16 chapter said, believers lay hands upon the sick, but my faith has built up. Jesus had built up my faith about the miracle working power of Jesus Christ, and it's available today, right now.
Yeah.
He brought it from the future to Jesus wants to heal you right now. And so I just put my hand out and said, "In Jesus' name, be healed." And wow, I wasn't expecting that. It was like the Spirit of God came down and knocked that man down in the dirt. We didn't have no carpet back in those days, right in the He gets up, and that crooked back was made straight, Pastor Dale.
Wow.
And pulls that mask off of his face and said, "I can breathe." And I thought, he can breathe.
Amazing.
And his back was straight, and I didn't know what to do, so I just kind of acted like this was a normal thing. I just acted like, well, that's what we do.
Yeah.
And I went from there to another place called Illinois Bend, population about 12. And people said, "Well, how long
are you talking about 12 in the town? 12 in the town?"
The what?
Are you talking about 12 in the community?
Yes, sir. 12 people.
Okay.
Way out down on Red River, almost right on Red River. And there's nothing down there. Wasn't too much going on down there either, way out in the woods. And some of the people said after Corinth revival, that helped me put the tent down there. They said, "Well, Roy, how long are you going to be there?" I said, "Oh, we'll probably be here about 3 days. I mean, there's only 12 people out here." So 3 days went by, and we started off with about 30. And each night we were running 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 100. And wow. And we were there 4 weeks, Pastor Dale.
Amazing.
4 weeks.
Amazing.
God was healing people. There was two ex-Golden Glove boxers healed in that meeting. One of them had black mold disease, and one of them was nearly paralyzed. He couldn't hardly walk. And one night in the meeting, a lady, her mind was messed up. And while I was up there sharing, the Bible says the anointing breaks and destroys the yoke of the devil.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jesus said in John 10:10, he revealed who's the author of all sickness and disease. It's that devil.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. Then Acts 1:8, for this purpose, I mean, not 1:8, but over in Acts, in John, I believe it's 3 John 1:8, something like that. Yeah. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of that devil.
Yeah.
And so I've just kind of reading scriptures along that line and giving some testimonies. And about this time, this lady hollers out, "I got my mind back." Everybody turned around and looked at her because they knew her. And they said, "Well, she got her mind back." It just snapped back right there under that tent. And the
wow.
Little cripple man on the front row, he said, "Well, I'm going to walk." And I thought, well, he said he's going to walk. So he pushed his walker aside, and he didn't walk off like me and you, but he went to scooting, and, you know, just moving, dragging his feet a little bit. And, you know, we just went on about our meeting, and that night he scooted around that tent several times. And, in just a few weeks, he was out riding his horse, roping calves again, and married his high school sweetheart. And I'm thinking, what in the world is going on? And Dave Miller come out there.
That's great.
That meeting, and he had black mold. He was an ex-Golden Glove boxer, and he had black mold disease, and he's in Dallas intensive care. And we had the tent up right down there where Dave Miller lived, and his wife was there, and he said, "Well, what's going on out at the farm?" And they had him under a tent and oxygen on him and everything. And she said, "Well, they say there's some preacher out there got a tent up, and people are getting healed." He said, "Out there at Illinois Bend? Out there by where we live?" "Yeah." He said, "Lay there a little bit." And he said, "Throw me in my pants and get me out of here." And so she loaded him up and drove 2.5 hours from Dallas to Illinois Bend. And that night the meeting was going on. And we had a pretty good crowd there, and I saw this couple sitting, you know, way back away from the tent back there, and I was reading my scriptures and talking kind of like this, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, "You see that man sitting out there in that lawn chair?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I want to heal him right now." I thought, right. And before I realized what I'd said, I hollered at that man, "Hey, out there in that lawn chair, come up here. God will heal you right now." And after I said that, I thought, what did you just say? That redneck country, you know? And I thought, boy. So here he comes around the tent, and I thought, this man is really sick. What do you want me to do? Am I supposed to do anything or what? Pray anything or say anything, or are you just going to heal him? My head was going sideways, and so I was praying to myself as they're coming around the tent, and I was still quoting scriptures to people, and I remember the Holy Spirit brought it to my remembrance, break the power of the devil. I said, well, I know how to do that. And so he walked up to me, and I didn't say, "Hi, my name's Evangelist so-and-so." I just said, "In Jesus' name, you foul devil, come out of it." And when I said that, the power of God knocks him down and knocks his wife down. And about 2 days later, he shows up out there at that little trailer, was hollering, "Hey, preacher, and you remember me?" He said, "Look, I'm healed." And, you know, just a few months later, Dave Miller and Melody, they found themselves in India, preaching, holding healing crusades, and people are getting saved and healed and delivered by the power of God.
Wow.
God, Lord is awesome.
Wow.
And, so, you know, I could just go on, and there's a little girl out here in Lubbock, been in a wheelchair for 7 years, physically, surgically cut the muscles in her leg, and she'd been in a wheelchair for 7 years, and her mother kept saying, "I'm going to take her out to that tent, and when I do, the Lord's going to heal my daughter." And make a long story short, they brought her out there and laid hands on her name of Jesus, broke the power of the devil in Jesus' name, and commanded her mind and body to be healed. And she didn't get up and walk out of that wheelchair that day, Pastor Dale. But I found out sometimes I've seen a lot of people get healed instantly, and I've seen a lot of people get healed as they go, like a process.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens, I don't claim to know everything I'm talking about. Even though I've been in this like 10 years, I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
Within a week, her mother walked in the kitchen area, and there was her daughter standing up. And she said, you can't do that. You're not, you know, but make a long story short, the Lord gradually, and it's been several years now, she's never sat back down in that wheelchair.
Wow.
So I just know that God's word is true, and Jesus still heals people today, and the name of Jesus is above every name. Cancer has to submit to the name of Jesus. Hepatitis, blood disease has to submit to the name of Jesus. Blind eyes has to submit. That spirit of blindness has to submit to the name of Jesus. In one meeting here in Oakland, we saw two men that had a blind eye in each one of them, and the Lord opened those eyes, and I'm thinking, wow, Lord, you know, but I know that it's not about us. It's all about Jesus and just obeying his word, and he will do what he said he will do.
Wow.
I'm the sick.
Go ahead. I'm just amazed at these testimonies, and I know you. And I know that you're a man of integrity. I know you're a man of faith. And I know there's a lot of miracles that happen in your life, in your ministry, as well as a lot of people get delivered of demons and demonic strongholds in your ministry, because I've been in your meetings and know what God can do. And we're gonna pray for the sick. But, you know, I just know that you are a testimony of how God can use people, because I know that you were not trained. You had no formal training for the ministry. You were a contractor. You were a bricklayer.
Yes, sir.
And you were a very successful businessman, and you were very busy at what you were doing, but the call of God came on you. And God healed you of hepatitis C. That's a deadly disease. And that is a certain death. That's a that's a death warrant on you unless God performs a miracle, because yes, there's really no, there's no medical science remedy for hepatitis C. So I know that God has healed you, and he's a miracle-working God. I know you're having a lot of miracles. And I'm so thankful that God is using men like yourself just to go out and put up tents and start holding meetings and preaching the gospel. And I know that's how it's happening in America. And so I don't believe that the days of healing are over. I don't believe that that miracles are in the past. I believe they are in the present. And, you know, a Christian told me here a while back, I've never seen a miracle. But I'm telling you, God is a miracle-working God, and he needs to be around some faith ministers. And, you know, I think it would be wise if some pastors would just invite you to their city and just say, would you come and put up your tent in my area, in my place? We could have some tent meetings. I know you have a, you got a beautiful tent, and so I know that you're fixing to put up your tent in Lubbock, Texas. But I want you to pray for the sick right now. Let's just pray for those who are sick, and I know God used you in the word of knowledge, and so there may be somebody that you just call out with the word of knowledge, and however the Holy Spirit wants to lead you and guide you and direct you here on BPN Radio, you just start praying, and I'll set myself in agreement with you.
Hello?
Yeah, you just set yourself and you just start praying, Roy. I'll set myself in agreement with you.
Well, I'd just like to say one more little scripture in Luke 4:18. This scripture came alive inside of me, and it's alive today, where Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Or he's anointed us, you know, to preach, to set the oppressed free, to open the blind eyes. Christians, if they're filled with the Holy Ghost, they are anointed. They're anointed. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, we thank you, Lord, today for this connection over the radio airwaves. And, Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory of what you're going to do today. And we call those people out of pain. I speak to that spirit of pain and torment. Oh, Jesus was anointed to set the oppressed free. I come against that oppressive spirit. I come against that spirit of hopelessness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we break that spirit. I command you, come out of them and leave them now in Jesus' name. I speak to cancer. Cancer, you're just a name. You bow your knee to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and we command that spirit of death and cancer to come out of their bodies yes. today, right now, in Jesus' name. I come against that spirit of stroke that has caused people to have strokes and in wheelchairs and numb. I command that spirit of stroke. You know, I just hate the devil. In the name of Jesus, you come out of them and loose their bodies in Jesus' name. Arthritis, you bow your knee to the name of Jesus Christ, and I command you, come out of those joints. Come out of those knees right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to blood disease out there, incurable blood disease. Yeah. There is a cure, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the Son of a living God. Yes. And in the name of Jesus, I curse blood disease. I curse it to the root, and I speak to your blood, and I call it normal in Jesus' name. I speak to those that are suffering with hepatitis C today. You foul demon of hell, you spirit of death, in Jesus' name, come out of them in Jesus' name. And I speak to their livers. And I command those livers to start functioning normal. Yeah. I command a blood transfusion. I can power God now, Lord. Do it right now.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' livers be normal. Blood disease be clean and pure in Jesus' name for the glory of God. Father, I thank you for the power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. There's no limit. The power of the Holy Spirit hovering over and in and destroying the work of the devil off of God's people today. And yeah. Lord, we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, and we just thank you for that right now in Jesus' name. We declare that you are, Psalms 103, you are the Lord, their God, who heals them of all of their diseases, who redeems their life from destruction, who renews their youth like an eagle. Lord, we thank you today for touching and healing your people all across America or wherever this sound, wherever the word of God is being heard today. We thank you. We give you all the praise. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. For by his stripes you were healed. You are healed. arise, make up your bed, do what you can, get those legs to walking, make a move, move towards God, and He'll move in you. Get up in the name of Jesus. Get moving. Open the windows. Open. Praise God. Go outside. David said, I would have lost heart unless I would have believed I would see the Lord in the land of the living. So, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing. In Jesus' name.
I set myself in agreement with you, Roy Ivins, that people are being healed at this very moment. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. So we just believe that people have heard it. You know, I believe that you can hear it, then you can see it, and then you begin to make that declaration, and then you begin to do something. And so I know it's very, very important that that people do something. You know, that young lady got up out of the wheelchair and stood there. She did something. And I believe that faith without works is dead, being alone. So we just believe for people to be healed at this very moment, and that people are being instantly healed, set free, and there are those that are in the process today of being healed. And I believe that you have the gift of healing, Roy, and I believe that your faith is making people, well. The man that had the four friends, you know, he didn't have any faith. But the Bible said that when Jesus saw their faith, when he saw their friend's faith, so somebody brought the racehorse. The racehorse didn't have any faith, but whoever brought the racehorse, they believed that that God could heal the racehorse. And I know that my dad, when we didn't have the money to take our animals to a vet. And so when my, our dog would get sick or a cat would get sick, then my dad would simply lay hands on the animal and pray. The animal didn't have any faith, but my dad had faith. He just took that anointing oil and began to pray. It's amazing what God can do just by our faith. And I'm thankful today that people are being healed, and I'm thankful that you are still praying for the sick, and miracles are still happening now. How long have you been praying for the sick and ministering under these tents?
Since I've diagnosed in 2002, 2003, I cried out to the Lord. In 2004, June of 2004, I set the tent up for the first time. Miracles broke out. It rained 8 inches of rain in a drought area. That's another thing I've experienced. You prophesied years ago, you said, Roy, everywhere God tells you to go put that tent, life would spring up in the dry places. Uh-huh. And I can actually stand here before God right now and say, I believe in about 98% of everywhere God tells me to put that tent, the rain begins to come. Sometimes it's a drizzle, and that's kind of how the meeting is. Sometimes it's lightning and thunder, and the winds are blowing, the tent about blows away. I said, y'all get ready. God is going to do some stuff here. That's ever since 2004. And I see people, I've gotten the confidence now, not in myself, but in confidence that if I will pray, if God will get us to pray for somebody, you got to give God something to work with. And I look for people in Walmart, gas stations, Furs. I've seen people healed at Furs getting my food. The little lady behind the counter get healed right there while she's dipping those mashed potatoes out. Just the power of God. Just speak the word. You know, that's what that centurion told Jesus. He said, hey, I'm a man under authority, and I know you're a man under authority. And if you'll just speak that word, I know my soul will be made whole. And God is looking for somebody that will speak that word of deliverance, that word of faith.
Yeah.
And release that word.
Yeah, I believe that. If you do have a prayer line, if people want to call the prayer line, what is that number? If
that
people
number
want to call the prayer line,
817-999-7948. That number again is 817-999-7948.
Okay, we're gonna. I know some people are running to get that number. So, why don't we just give it one more time?
Yes, sir. 8 area code 817 999-7948. And if you'll call that number, I'll be glad to pray for you, and we'll take your name down. We have a little small prayer group out here in Lubbock, Texas. We'll be glad to take your name down and the situation and lay it before them, and we'll continue to pray and speak the word of deliverance over them in Jesus' name.
Okay. And there may be some pastor that would like for you at some point in time to come and put up a tent and their community, in their country, their city. And I know that you pray about anywhere you're supposed to go. And so I guess a pastor could just call that number, 817-999-7948, and call your prayer line. Well, God is a miracle-working God, and I know that God is using a revivalist just like yourself just to obey God wherever the Holy Spirit leads. And, Roy, thank you so very, very much for being on the broadcast today. Revivalist, evangelist Roy Ivins from Lubbock, Texas. And just keep doing the will of God, because God has a good plan.
Pastor Dale, I say it like this. To me, every day above ground is an awesome day. And I just thank God for the opportunity to be alive and to that desire that he's put inside of me to want to be used by him. And, you know, God don't want to just use Roy Ivins, but he wants to use, this is what I minister a lot, God wants his people to be laying hands upon the sick and expecting the Lord to heal them and raise them up. That's exciting. We've had young people come out to the tent meeting, and I'd be praying for the sick, and then the Lord would say, call that girl up here or call that young, and watch. There was one over in Oakton. I don't even think she was 8 years old. Laid hands on this young kid that had a messed up ankle, and everybody got it on camera, and everybody watched the Lord touch that. I mean, God will use anybody. It's not so much, are you qualified? Are you available?
There you go. There you go. I believe that, Roy. You're a blessing. I just speak a blessing over your life and your ministry, and I just recommend anyone that would like to have a meeting in some location, to invite Roy Ivins, having to bring his tent. God bless you, Roy. I sure love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Love you, Pastor Gil. Thank you for the opportunity. Okay. Have a blessed day.
Okay, bye-bye.
The enemy's always trying to put me down, lying every step of the way, saying that my faith is unsound, telling me, be careful what you say. But I believe that I receive my help. That prayer of faith was prayed for me. I believe that when I heard amen, that to me resounded victory. I am healed.
I am healed.
I am whole.
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. 1 Peter 2:24 says we were. And if we were, then I am. I am healed.
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. I hold fast to that which I confess. Satan, sin, and sickness has to flee. 'Cause I'm tired of being sick and tired of wicked powers and principalities. I praise God for Jesus and the cross, of his completed work at Calvary. And because he paid the total cost, I can sing a song of victory. I am healed.
I am healed.
I am whole.
I am whole.
From the
the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. 1 Peter 2:24 says we were, and if we were, then I am. I am healed, I am whole,
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. I am healed,
I am healed.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. Isaiah 53:5 says we are, and if we are, then I am. I am healed,
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes.
Okay, there you have David Ingalls, and I declare that you are healed today. Very, very appreciative of Roy Ivins being on with us today, praying the prayer of faith. The Bible says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. For we declare in Jesus' name that you are healed from the top of your head to the very soles of your feet. And we believe that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, we believe that he is our healer. He's a healing Jesus. If you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. There's a place for your prayer request. If you'll click on that, our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, will receive your prayer request, and we'll be sending it out to the national prayer team, who for next several days will be praying for you. Tomorrow we're going to be mentioning some of those individual prayer requests. We're just about out of time. We'd like to remind you, if you want to make a donation, a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network to help us reach this nation with prayer, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the donate button. Click on the donate button. You can use your PayPal. You can use your credit card. You can use your debit card, and you can also find our address there if you want to make a check to Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Thank you very much for being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network and for praying with me today on BPN Radio. We're going to be back tomorrow at this same time, or actually anytime, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.